Wow. So I have been really bad about this podcast thing, but life is crazy. I can't even remember what I was even talking about in the last one, but my grandmother-in-law passed away. I got sick two different times. Both were like a week and a half after getting a dose of the vaccine, and I'm thinking that I had a delayed immune response. But I am better right now. Didn't last too long. I actually ended up taking a day off from the gym, but I normally wouldn't take off because I needed to rest, and it's a good thing I did that because I think it allowed me to get better a lot sooner. So yeah, I'm sitting here. My daughter is sitting beside me in her high chair. I have a video rendering. I've just been working on so much video content and going through so much stuff that it's been hard to like focus on this when honestly, recording a podcast is a lot easier than recording a YouTube video because you can record a podcast looking like whatever, you know? So I need to be better about it. Just it's hard to keep up the motivation when you're already doing too many things. And I, for one, I burn myself out with the exercise. So to keep my daughter occupied right now, I've handed her some tea bags. I handed her this like plastic thing, but she keeps throwing it on the ground. So I don't know if I should hand it to her again. I'm like, maybe I'll hand her this chocolate wrapper. Ooh, hey, you guys want some ASMR? Oh, ooh la la. My Facebook is down right now. I'm trying to wait that 30 days for my account to permanently delete so I can make a new one and not be shadow banned. Hopefully, I can remain patient. But yeah, not too much is going on, and I feel like I should tell a funny story, but I just like the ones that I have, like I have a list of ones that I need to tell, and the notepad is like in the other room. So I don't know. I'm like, should I tell a scamming story? You know, a lot of girls on TikTok want to talk about their sugar daddies giving them so much money all the time just to hang out, no sex, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know if I've discussed this before, and I think that might be the case for some, but it's not the case for most. And my friends and I did this thing, and I've mentioned it before, where we would find guys on seeking arrangement and talk to them, and then would meet up with them and have them PayPal us or send us money on one of the apps, like when we're at the restaurant, with the implications that we were going to have sex with them after. And I don't know if I've told the story about the one time I did it by myself because I had a friend break up. I don't think I did. You know what? Maybe I'll tell that story because I don't know why. That's just the first one I thought of. So I was talking to this dude and he was like, "Are you sure we're gonna hook up?" And I was like, "Yes." And he's like, "If you don't want to, like, I'll just give you 350 just to go to dinner and like, you know, not the 1,000, but you know, like we can do either." And I'm like, no, I want to hook up. Like, give me that 1,000. He didn't give it to me. Like, okay, maybe I'll just get into the story. So we had like the money discussion over text, and we decided to meet at Blue Sushi in Dallas, one of the locations. And this motherfucker is like 30 minutes late. And for some reason, I'm dressed like a fucking conservative school teacher. Like, I didn't even wear a dress or look sexy. I was wearing like a sweater thing, some jeans, and then some heels that like match the sweater, but I looked not hot. Like, I don't know why I wasn't wearing like a sexy dress. Like, I should have always been wearing a sexy dress. What was I thinking? You know, how are you gonna be like a bombshell beauty killer and show up dressed like a conservative? I don't know. honestly don't know what was going through my mind when I got dressed that day, but does it really fucking matter? No, because I think my little outfit ended up helping me anyways. So we meet at Blue Sushi and we eat and he talks about himself and, you know, he's just, you know, they talk about themselves. I can't even remember what the fuck he did. But when I did Google his name, he had, like, his company had a lot of lawsuits. Yeah. So anyways, he talked about himself. I listened. I was mostly just there to eat my little fried eggplant things and my vegan sushi rolls and get paid to do it. And so he had Ubered there and I drove. And I guess he's staying at the Omni in Dallas. I mean, I guess, no, he was staying at the Omni in Dallas. And he, you know, I was like, this guy is not going to just give me the money unless I, like, go with him, like, right now. I don't want to leave my car here. So I offered to drive us there. Yes. And he hasn't paid me anything yet. And so he gets in my car. Should you ever let a strange man you've never met before in your car? No, but I felt like I knew what I was doing. So I put him in my car and he, sorry. And he is like, okay, so are you sure we're going to do this? I'm like, yes. So I pull out Cash App and he, on his phone, he pulls it up and he acts like he doesn't know how to do it and has me send it. I'm like, that's weird. So I send myself $1,000 and then we go to the hotel and we park in the parking garage and I'm like, can we get a drink? And I don't drink alcohol. It would have been better. No, I mean, whatever. I don't drink alcohol. So it's definitely like kind of weird if I'm like, I need a drink. I need a Diet Coke pronto. So we go to the bar and I have a Diet Coke and he drinks his alcohol and we're just chilling. And he's like, okay, we need to go to the room pretty soon. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And I'm just feeling so anxious because I'm like, he's paid me. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. Like, the parking garage is by the bathroom, so I can make a break for it if I say I'm going to the bathroom. And so that was going to be my plan. Oh my God. So I'm like, hey, can you order another drink? I need to go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm so mad about what I did next. So he goes to the bar to get the bathroom while I go to the bathroom. And I'm like, I feel like he's going to go super fast because he knows I'm trying to get out of this. And I go to the bathroom when I should have just gone out the door to the parking garage and like sprinted to my car because I would have made it. But instead I went in the bathroom and I'm in the bathroom. He decides not to wait for me at the bar, but he decides that he is going to wait for me outside of the bathroom. He texts me, I'm right outside of the bathroom. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. And I'm sitting in the stall. What do I do? I should have just gone right out the door that was right here to the parking garage to my car and left. But I didn't want to get like assaulted in the parking garage. And at least like around the bathroom, there were like some people around, you know, not that they helped me at all. So anyways, he just waits and waits and waits. And I was like, I'll be out soon. I'm just not really feeling good after the sushi. And honestly, I wasn't. And like, I feel like I actually have gotten sick there before, thinking it was like cross contamination because they use the same knives to like cut the fish as they do the fish, like the fish and like they use the same knives to cut the fish as they do like the fish rolls as the other rolls, I think, unless you specifically tell them you have an allergy and you ask them not to, which I learned because I got sick there before. However, do you think I got sick from the cross-contamination from fish? I don't know anymore because I have recently figured out that my stomach issues were caused by a gluten sensitivity. So I wasn't lying when I said my stomach hurt, and I think my anxiety was also contributing to the stomach ache. But was I throwing up like I said I was? No. And I told him, oh, I'm a mess. Like, I've been throwing up in here, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I want you to see me like this. He's like, send the money back now. That's all he said. And I was like, what? Hold on. He's like, no, send it back now. Send it back now. And from outside the bathroom is requesting $750 from me. Right? No, yeah. So he offered me $250 just for dinner. And then I was like, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. he like requested $750 from me, and I'm just like, what the fuck? No. He is relentless over and over. He's like, send me the money back now. Send me the money back now. And like every time I've been in these situations, I've been with a friend. I'm just like, oh my God. And I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, maybe I can still go up there, but I just don't want you to see me like this. I'm like sick. He's like, you can shower. I'll take care of you. Blah, blah, blah. He's just doing whatever he can because he wants to get that punani for that money. I just keep sitting in there and I just stop responding to his messages. He comes in the bathroom and starts banging on the stall. Are you okay? Are you okay? Like, why wasn't someone like stopping this man from coming in the fucking women's restroom? Unfortunately for me, there were no women around. There were no other women in the restroom. And I was like, hey, I'm just really sick. Like, please leave me alone. He starts trying to get in the stall. He's like, open up. Open up. Like, I think this dude's gonna beat the shit out of me if I don't send him that money back. And I'm just like freaking out. I was like, please go out there. Like, I think I said I was shitting. I have diarrhea. I'm like so sick. Please, I can clean up in your room. Just get out of here. And I guess he does for a little bit, but he is waiting outside. And I have realized that there is no way that I am going to get out unless I call security. And I had a previous experience with my friend where I did have to call hotel security to escort us out, which I will talk about another time. If I haven't already, I just can't remember, but I don't think I have. So I decide that I'm going to have to fucking call him. And this is why it's a good thing that I'm dressed the way I am. I look pretty innocent. I mean, you can see some of my tattoos, but for the most part, I look very wholesome, basic white girl, conservative AF. So I call security and I explain the situation. I'm like, he won't leave the outside of the door. I went on a date. I agreed to come back here for a drink. And he's freaking out because I don't want to have sex with him. Can somebody please come and walk me to my car? I parked in the parking garage. I'm scared. Like, please. I'm just so scared. Did I tell them that he gave me money? Fuck no. I didn't tell them that he gave me money. They were already acting like I was a hooker. I'm just like, I just went on a date and I agreed to come back to the bar and like he won't leave me alone. And like, of course they like try to jump to conclusions. I'm dressed very conservatively. I don't know what would give them the impression, but maybe, you know, there are a lot of ladies of the night that hang out at that hotel bar, which I'm sure they do because that's smart. Smart thinking. And like my husband like has worked at a hotel and he used to like be cool with the girls and would like hook them up with guys. Yeah, it's a thing. So anyways, they come and they tell him he needs to get away from the bathroom. And the woman that came to help me assures me that he is gone and will not come near me. And he continues to blow up my phone and I'm just ignoring him at this point. They walk me to my car. I'm in my car and then I leave and I block his number and I leave it blocked. And a few weeks later, he says that the FBI is after me and they know what I did and I'm gonna be in big legal trouble, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, dude. He like texted me off another number. I'm like, okay, dude, whatever the fuck you say, blocked him again. And that was that story. Maybe I should tell the other one where I was in a similar situation. Yes, maybe I should. Maybe I can do that on another episode because I don't know if my daughter's going to let me and I don't want to start the story and then, not be able to finish it or get distracted and then, yeah. And I'm also like, my YouTube video is done rendering, so I'm gonna have to like do the thumbnail and all that fun stuff. This one I'm probably gonna get in trouble for, but we're gonna see what happens because I feel like risking it all because I just need it to go well. I need people to watch it because I lost my other channel. I need these views, so there might be a few nip slips in there. You know, I'm not sure. I cannot confirm or deny, but there might be. And I might be about to tell people on Reddit with timestamps. Shameless. So shameless. But you know what? Whatever. You know, sometimes you gotta risk it for the biscuit and get that money. But honestly, I'm so happy because every bikini that I got, like, looks good and I'm gonna keep them all. The fitting rooms at Victoria's Secret have been closed and I've had to return a lot of things and since the pandemic began, and I'm pretty sure they damage it all out, and like they're kind of a fucked up company, so I don't feel bad, but I also feel bad because like the poor environment, you know, it's just crazy that they do that. They just damage it out immediately. Like I tried it on one time, you know, just to see if I liked it, because your fitting rooms are fucking closed. What if they damaged out all the clothes people tried on in the store? They don't. It's just really fucking weird. So yeah, my porn career is still going. My rank on OnlyFans isn't as high as it used to be, but I'm still in the top 1%, and that's cool. I'm feeling good about it. I'm staying grateful. I feel blessed. I just, you know, they change some stuff and sometimes that deters people, and maybe some people aren't happy with the content that I'm posting, even though I'm posting all the fucking time. Like, I post all the fucking time. But, and some people, I think they just pay to have a little look and then they're like, okay, I've seen it, whatever. But I know who my real fans are and that's cool. My OnlyFans. I seriously still need to get some OnlyFans merch so I can be like that hoe at the gym. But you know what's funny? If I'm connected to the gym Wi-Fi, for one, I can't log into my OnlyFans, but I also can't even, I tried to go to the Victoria's Secret website and I can't even do that either. Like, are they worried dudes are going to be like jacking off to Victoria's Secret when they're there, like victoriassecret.com? Or are they worried about women like feeling inadequate or something? I don't know. I always feel uncomfortable like pulling up my Instagram because I follow these like tattoo girl accounts and stuff like that. And they're like half naked chicks like on my, and I follow a lot of sex workers, you know, because of my industry. And it looks like I'm just like looking at half naked chicks and like sexy women all day, which I kind of am, you know. But I, for one, why are people looking at my phone? Like, mind your own fucking business. But two, like, I just look hella gay. I'm only half gay, like a little half. I don't actually know if it's half and half or what the exact percentages would be. It fluctuates, but you know what I mean. Especially with my short ass hair, like I look like a gay woman, but that's okay. Am I stereotyping myself and other gay women because I'm like short hair? But I know I have that look. Sporty Spice. All right. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Bye.